Okay, continuing in the Ramban. So as we were learning in the Parsha, the two angels come to visit Lot to save him from the destruction of Sodom, and as the Torah describes, he sees them, he takes them into his home, and before they even have a chance to settle in, they are surrounded by the people of Sodom, as the Torah describes, Minar v'ad zaken, kol ha'om mikotze, young children, elderly, the entire city comes to their home, comes to Lot's home to surround, and a request of Lot that the two guests and visitors be handed out, handed over. Rashi points out the entire city was there. There was not even a single righteous individual in the entire city to be moicha, to try to stop them, to say something. This is the way that the city behaved. The Ramban comments, the reason why they did this was in order to remove all possible visitors from their city. The last thing that they wanted was somebody to visit. They understood well that they had a very prosperous city. They had a good piece of land that was very fertile. They were able to provide for their cattle. And they didn't want people coming to take advantage of them. So the best way to do so is that when somebody comes, if you throw them out and you deal with them harshly, you won't have to worry about that anymore. And the entire city comes out to do so. Parenthetically, the Ramban asks, so then why was Lot allowed to move in? If the whole concept of the city was when somebody comes, they throw him out, how did Lot manage to sneak his way in? So the Ramban suggests it might have been out of a kavod to Avraham, an honor to Avraham Avinu, who clearly had made a name for himself, they allowed him in. Also suggests the Ramban, Lot of course came in already a wealthy man. He didn't come in a pauper who was going to take advantage of the gold rush, so to speak, and make a living for himself in this great place. He already came laden with wealth, so it says in Ramban, it's very possible that the people said, all right, you've already got your money, we'll let you in and deal with you as such. But says in Ramban, this midah is a midah which is the reason why Sodom was destroyed. This idea, he quotes from a medrash, they really had many terrible midahs, the people of Sodom, but it was nigmar dinam, just like in the times of the Mabul, their destruction was sealed because of thievery. The people of Sodom, their din was sealed because of this avon of lo hechziku yad oni ve'avion. They didn't help out the hand of the poor amongst them. It was even more common amongst them, but he writes, everyone helps out the poor of their nation. Every nation themselves will take care of their own types of people, and that for people like this, not to help out their own poor, not to help out guests who come through to their town. There was no other nation in cruelty like the people of Sodom, says the Ramban. Now, the Ramban says, despite that, despite the fact that we have a people who was more cruel than any other people that existed, why were they wiped out? Just because they were the cruelest, so they were totally destroyed? Why does that happen to a people like this? Says the Ramban, and he begins to develop here a theme which he's going to discuss and develop throughout all of Chumash. We'll come back to this many, many times. The Ramban writes, V'doh, you need to know, ki ha-mishpat Sodom hayol ma'alos Eretz Yisrael. The reason why the judgment was handed down so harshly, the destruction of Sodom was sealed, was as a ma'ala, as a tribute to the sanctity, the holiness, and the special nature of Eretz Yisrael. Kihi mechlal nachlos Hashem. This is the inheritance of Hashem. Ve'ena sovelas anshei toivos. This land can't tolerate people who are abominable. The land will not allow, will not tolerate such a thing. And therefore, it says in Ramban, just like the land will eventually throw out the 31 nations that existed there before the Jewish people came in, this is already a precursor of that, to show that if you can't behave in this land, there's no, it doesn't exist. The land won't be able to tolerate and will vomit out such behavior. And the Ramban writes, V'ra'ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shi'iya Le'os Livnei Meri Li'Yisrael Hasidim Li'Yarsha. This was a sign for all people, for the Jewish people and all the nations of the world, that you need to know that Gafras V'Melech, the salt of the destruction that is Sodom, that remains until this day, a city that will never be rebuilt, that destruction will be an eternal sign, says the Ramban, that this land is different than all other lands, and behaviors that might be tolerated in other lands simply can't exist here, and therefore Sodom was destroyed as a sign to that special stature of the Malos Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, there are many horrible nations that exist, but you don't find anywhere this type of destruction, utter destruction of the entire city. This is the Heichal of Hashem, this is the sanctuary of Hashem, and therefore you have such destruction. There, that, says the Ramban, is the reason why we find this destruction of Sodom, a combination of their cruelty in the place where they did it, leads to that type of utter destruction.